football that people want to see. They want to see that competitive edge. They want to see scores, and they want to see people going for, as if it mattered. Did anybody there looking to go into the qualifiers? I didn't notice it today anyway. So therefore the provincial championships are very much alive.
And Tyrone safely through to the semi-final, that's the place you wanted to beat?
Of course it is. I mean, everybody said this is the tough end of the draw, but you know, we're looking forward now to play Derry or Donegal, and it is a very important transition for new players. This team is in transition. There's lots of new players in here. This is the next era of Tyrone football, if you like, and you want to be winning Ulster Championship matches, because if you don't win Ulster Championship matches, then there's a degree of growth missing in the maturity of all those players. So win a game like that brings players on more than anything else in the world. And you know, if we can go on and progress a bit more in Ulster, that'll be good for the future.
And some of the older players so performed well today, as they always do.
Well, that's it. I mean, it is all about the mix. It's about the balance. It's about those with the experience. It's about those who've been there and done it. And it's about new players coming in. New players have to find their feet in this situation, in the white hot heat of the championship. And I think a number of them have found that today. This must have been a great day's football for all the people in this province, and particularly Tyrone and Armagh. When you look at the result of the minor match, the scores that were got in that, and that game there, nobody will go home disappointed here, I suppose, unless you're an Armagh man. But for the neutrals, it certainly was a great day.